Thank you for being here today. So we're the ones who didn't go to the beach. Somebody was asking the preacher one day, he said, "How's your attendance?" He said, "Well, it's up and down. Some of them up at the mountains and some of them are down at the beach." Well, I understand that. Everybody needs a break. Amen. But I'm glad you're here today. And I tell you, I appreciate everyone who serves in our church and what these men have to say each and every Sunday. It just feeds me, and I thank God for it. But it is such an honor to be here in the house of God this morning. I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be a Christian American. Our flag symbolized America and a Christian flag, which what America was founded upon is Christianity. And I'm proud to know that I live in a city that has a base like Seymour, and sometimes people that's not used to it get a little aggravated at the jet noise, but it's freedom. Every time I hear it, I'm reminded there's somebody protecting me. There's somebody protecting my family. There's somebody on their post, night, morning, noon, and night, watching over for us. God's always protected His nation through armed services. If you read the Bible and understand the Old Testament, there was a lot of wars, a lot of things that went on protecting the things that God had established. And God will always protect us. And I am, as James said so beautifully this morning, so proud to know there are men and women who hold their hand up and say, "I'll go. And I'll be one to stand my post, and I'll do my job." James almost preached my sermon this morning, but so I just give you a little rerun right here, but it was awesome. So that tells me that God's one God, right? Speaking to all of us. But go with me to the book of Luke, if you will. Luke chapter 23. I want to talk about ultimate sacrifice today. I really do not enter this service today lightly. I thank God I live in a nation that takes a moment out of a year's schedule to remember the sacrifice that's going on for us to be able to stand here today in a church of our choice and worship as we see fit. Tremendous price has been paid for that. This weekend I was praying for the Northview family that has been here years gone by, who laid the foundations, who set out the property, built the buildings, and established a family of believers that's still going on 50-some years later. Tremendous sacrifice. You know, it's a sacrifice to believe today because so many people don't believe. And I'm so glad that I'm a part of a church that we are different in some ways, but the whole thing about it is we believe in the Word of God as our source. Amen. And I'm glad of that. But a lot of sacrifice was made for that. So I don't come here today with something just real short to hurry up and get out. I really come with a heavy heart because there has been a lot of tremendous sacrifice that went in place for us to be where we are today. And for us to continue forward, we have to be willing to sacrifice also. But when I thought about the ultimate soldier that always stands on his post and always gives 110%, I thought about Jesus. The scripture I'm about to read to you usually comes out during different parts of the year, but it's one that actually we can read every day of the year. It's when the crucifixion, when Jesus was hanging on the cross. So I want to pick up on, he's hanging on a cross. He's in tremendous pain because he's dying as a man. He didn't die as God, he died as a man. With all of our weight on his shoulders, he's hanging there. But I want you to pick up on the conversation of this soldier. Luke chapter 24, verse, let's start off verse 35. And the people stood beholding, just watching. As they were there, there was a group there, they were making fun of him for what he was doing, but then there was a group that was just standing there. In verse 35, beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself. If he be Christ, the chosen one." Can you imagine how that ripped his heart? "If you be who you say you are, then come down from that cross." And he said in verse 36, "And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save yourself." Verse 38, "And a subscription also written over him in the letters of Greek and Latin, Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews," making fun of him. Verse 39, and one of the, now I want you to note, they're down on the ground and they're making fun of him. He's hanging between two guys. Verse 39 said, "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." His heart wasn't in it, was it? He really didn't. He was just kind of, "I don't know who you are, but if you're so great, get me out of this pain." And look, this is something probably we've overlooked. But look at verse 40. It said, "But the other answering rebuked him." The other guy hanging on the cross. Now all of them are dying. And he rebukes that guy that's railing on Jesus. And he says, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing." Can you imagine that? "This man's done nothing. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Notice when the first one spoke, Jesus didn't say anything. But look what he says now in verse 43. "And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." The Lord carried me there as I was been seeking him, knowing that this day was coming. I'd been seeking him, "Lord, help me to be able to share how you feel today. Thank you, Lord, for giving that sacrifice that you gave to us that you didn't have to do, but you did it because you loved us and you proved on that cross what an ultimate sacrifice was. And today's a day of remembrance." The thief said, "Remember me." Today is a day that we pause to remember. And I want to challenge you with everything going on in your mind right now, because most of us, our minds just continually roar all the time. If you can hit the pause button a little bit today, just pause it. And I want you to remember this. It's not new, not anything you hadn't heard before, but I want to remind you that the cost of freedom is never free. There's never such thing as free lunch. Somebody has to pay. God knew that he had to pay for what men had done in the garden. And he loved you enough. He loved you. Not somebody like you, not friends. He loved you. Call your name out. He loved you enough to go through all this. And he wants us to remember him. He said, "If you are the king of the Jews," Mark recorded in chapter 15 and verse 30, "you need to come on down." So he's sitting there, humiliated, the king of the world, God Almighty. Do you understand this morning? Hit the pause button and listen to me. Do you understand that the God of the universe loves you? Do you understand that he knows the very hairs on your head? Do you understand that he attends the funeral of every sparrow? And yet he loves you more than them. I want you to understand today is the day that we remember all the sacrifices and all the young men who left total and came back partial or didn't come back at all, but we understand that they were serving a higher cause. And but here Jesus gave the ultimate price, the sacrifice. So I want to ask you a question. Why didn't he come down? Why didn't he come down? It's real simple. I'll give you just a couple of things this morning. He had to pay a price. So I want to give you a couple of things. Number one, he had a freedom to defend. The enemy had come in and stolen that freedom from God's creation. And I want you to know today, it is the will of God that you be free. It is the will of God that you be able to deal with things that you have to deal with. And Jesus Christ made an ultimate sacrifice so that you could come and deal with the things in your life. Now, I want you to note, I'll be the first to tell you, there are always those things that feel like they're going to overwhelm us. But Jesus Christ did not come down from that cross because he had a freedom to defend. I want you to get this. As our soldiers today are standing on their post, and they're guarding borders that just hundreds of yards away are people who want to kill them. Hundreds of yards away are enemies, or whatever you want to call it. Jesus Christ came into this world in the middle of the enemy's camp and stole back the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Why? Because he wants you to know that he has given the ultimate sacrifice to defend you. Is that awesome? When you wake up in the middle of the night, fear just grips you, or you wonder if something's going to happen, just understand the peace of God passes all understanding. And he made a sacrifice so that you would know that in the midst of a storm, you can still have peace. Praise God for that. See, the love of God, you got to get this. He had a freedom to defend. The enemy wants to bind you up with all kinds of things. So I'm going to tell you this. Every single person sitting here and every single person in this world is dealing with something. There are no perfect people. You know, we look at people sometimes and we say, boy, they don't have a care in the world. I wish I could be like them, but I want to tell you, don't ever say that, because everybody's dealing with something. I was talking to a millionaire not too long ago, a business owner who is a multi-millionaire. You know what the whole conversation was? He was worried about his money getting gone. Isn't that amazing? He could buy me several times, but he was just, see, but you know, and I walked away from that conversation, and he was asking me for help on some things. Can you imagine that? And I walked away from that conversation saying, you know, everybody has something to deal with. But there's a God who's not playing. There's a God who became sin. He who knew no sin. Hit the pause button now, because I know your mind's wanting to wonder. But hit the pause button and remember that he paid a price for you because he loves you so much. He defends you. And not only does he defend you once, he defends you every day of your life. He's a defender. That's why he didn't come down, because somebody had to pay that price. The second thing, the reason he didn't come down was he had a curse to destroy. The voice that you hear telling you things will never get better, things will never change, that is a voice from hell. That is a curse that the enemy has tried to put on your life, and Jesus came to destroy that. Amen. He's a destroyer. One day we were lost, bound for a devil's hell, but he paid a price so that you and I would never have to know what that price is. Is that awesome or what? Do you realize as a believer that you will never know what it is to die? You will never know what it is to die. I may go to your funeral and you may go to mine, but that's not who we are. To be absent bodies, present with the Lord. He paid the price that the last breath you breathe here, the next breath you breathe is celestial air. Is that awesome? He came to destroy. He had a curse he had to destroy, and that's the bondage of sin. You see, the devil wants you to think. This is real good right here. He wants you to think that you're in bondage. But I want to ask you a question. I want to just interject this right here. I don't care what the news tells us about America. I don't care what the news tells us about our military force. Our military are bad. Amen? Amen. They are bad. And so all that bulldog talk don't bother me, because you know what? I got faith in God that's going to keep America strong through our military sources. Let me tell you this. There's not a bondage they can bring on us that we won't break. Amen? Do you believe in America that way? America is the land of the free and the brave, and I thank God for the free and the brave that are still here. So he came to break the bondage of sin. So I said all that to say this. There's an enemy telling you, you can't get over this. You can't break this. This will never change. Let me tell you something. Remember next time you hear that. There's a barred door, a jail cell, whatever you want to put in your mind, but it don't have no lock on it. It's about like Barney getting locked up. You know, Barney was always locking himself up. Andy would come bail him out. You know, I believe in Barney and Andy. Amen. But, you know, they had real true stories. But you know what? Think about it in your mind the next time the enemy's telling you, well, you're never going to do this, you're never going to do that, and all because of what you did. Let me tell you something. Your past is not who you are anymore. You're not in bondage anymore. I know he wants to make you think that, but I want you to remember, hit the pause button and remember, look over there at that jail cell. It don't have no lock no more, because Jesus broke the lock. That's awesome. Amen. The third thing, a couple more things. The third thing, he had a cause to discover. A cause. And I thought about how great America is by men who said, I got a cause. One day there was this guy who thought we need to have electricity. Aren't you glad? And praise God for the man who invented air conditioning. Amen? Amen. Can I get amen on that? Amen. These guys started with nothing. These doctors that are just... Medical science has gone so far in the last years. I mean, how did all that start? Because there was somebody that said, I got a cause. Now they're sitting there railing at Jesus, saying, you're not this and you're not that. You need to come on down if you are who you say you are. And here's the pressure of the peer pressure. If you don't come down, then they're not going to believe. And you know what? He's sitting there thinking, it really doesn't matter to me what they think of me as a person. But I'm going to stay on this cross, because I'm going to break this bondage and I'm going to break this curse. And I'm going to discover new life for these people. And they're going to live like they never lived before. He had a cause to discover. And we got lights today. We got all kind of things today, because men and women did not give in to the norm. Jesus had a cause to discover. And I want to tell you something. You may have had a lot of battles in your life, or you may have had a few, but you've had battles. And I want to tell you this. There is a new life. You know, one of the things that people will testify of time and time again, I never thought I could get out of this. In a bad marriage, or where they were being abused, or whatever. I always thought it was my fault and I deserved this. Do you hear that? Does anybody hear what I'm saying today? Amen. They hear this stuff. Where do you think that's coming from? Do you think God is saying, oh, you're never going to be no different? Homeless people that are roaming the streets, do you know they've not always been homeless? It'd probably blow your mind to think about what they used to be, or the jobs they used to have, or the homes they used to live in, the cars they used to drive, but they heard the voice. You see, don't lose your cause. Jesus said, I'm not coming down because I got a cause. I want every man and woman and child to know that there is a better life for you. And when you hear that voice, it won't ever be any different. They're always going to be sick. They're always going to be down. Never going to have enough. Never this, never that. That's a lie from the pit. Let me tell you this. I go to a church that believes in the Word of God. I go to a church that for 50-some years people have believed. Now you want to tell me that in 50-some years somebody in this church has not gone through something? But you're still standing. We're still showing up. We're still coming to church. We're still in our place because there's a cause. Amen? Young women, young children, I want you to understand there's going to hear a lot of voices tell you, oh, that's not important. You need to do this, you need to do that. Let me tell you, there's a cause to discover. There's a better life for you. What is a better life? Can you give me about a few more minutes? What's a better life? More money? Better job? I've had all that. I've had the titles. I've had all that. I've reached goals. I'm a goal setter. I reach goals. I believe in goals. And I push for goals. All the time, I work for goals. I want to be better than what I am. But you know what I've learned? When you get to the top of the mountain, you're just at the top of the mountain, and you're still lonely without God. Amen? So it's not what we got or who we are or what we drive or what we wear. That's not what it's about. What it is about, that wherever you are, God will never leave you nor forsake you. And sometimes a better life is knowing that you're going to come through what you're coming through. Amen. Have you ever been sick or going through something and one of your friends come in and just sit with you? They're right there. They wipe your brow. They help you get through it. You know what was the greatest thing right there? The cause was, I'm going to get through this. Amen? Turn to the woman beside him and say, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get through this. Now, whoever just told you that, they may not be going through nothing right now, or they may be hiding it real good, but you just help them understand there's a cause. Jesus said, I'm not coming down because there's a cause. And then the last thing, and I like this one. He had a faith to deliver. The Bible says, if you can believe, all things are possible. He looks over there at that guy, and the guy just said, we're guilty. We deserve to die. But Lord, if you will, remember me today. And Jesus said, today, you'll be remembered. You know what I love about this? Do you see what he said? Today, me and you are going to be together. So I'm going to tell you this today. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're facing, there's a soldier standing guard. He's fully armed. Oh, he's bad. He's the Marines, the Air Force, Boy Scouts, everything. He's everything. Amen? He's everything. And he's there for you. How do you feel to know that the God of this world is at your beckoning call? Is that awesome? You can call Trump, but you might not get him. He's probably tweeting or blowing somebody out. I don't know. But You won't get him, but Jesus is there. He's there. Would you bow your heads? Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you for giving me this word. It has been a great help to me because there are times in life that we forget, and there are times in life when we need to remember. There are times in life when we get so overwhelmed with situational things that we just need you to remind us. Thank you, Lord, for communion. Thank you, Lord, for Northview. Thank you, Lord, for a place of worship. Thank you, Lord, that when we ride by, we see steeples that are standing high to remind us there is a foundation that will not be shaken. There's a faith that will not be shaken, even though it's tried. It will not be shaken because there's a God, there's an ultimate soldier who's standing guard over us. Lord, I pray today that if anyone be here that's going through a battle, that's going through a hard time, and they feel like almost giving up, let them just feel their hand be enveloped by another hand that's holding their hand that is stronger than they'll ever be, and let them understand that that hand will never let go and will never let them go through what they're going through alone. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you, God, for giving your body and your blood to be shed for us so that we could have victory over sin, victory over bondage. Give us strength, God, to remember. Give us power to remember. And Lord, as we go through this week, I pray we'll see that jail cell with the lock not on it. And let us have the power and the strength to walk over and open that door and be free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you this morning.